This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is an English saying that goes as follows: Nice from far, but far from nice. At a distance, a person looks awesome, amazing, great, wonderful. But as you come close, lo and behold, you'll be appalled and disappointed. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, لم يبق في الناس إلا المكر والملق شوك إذا لمسوا زهر إذا رمقوا. That there's nothing left in this world but deception, delusion, slyness, and flattery. People appear to be blossoming flowers at a distance, but when you come close, you realize they are thorny plants. And then he goes on to say, فَإِن دَعَتْكَ ضَرُورَاتٌ لِعِشْرَتِهِمْ فَكُنْ جَحِيمًا لَعَلَّ الشَّوْكَ يَحْتَرِقُ. If you are compelled to interact with these people who are sly and cunning, then you need to flame up. Hopefully you can burn the thorn before it pricks you. Yet again, there is this quotation of the legendary scholar of hadith, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah. It's in the Muqaddamah of Sahih Muslim. He says, I heard a lot about a man called Abdullah bin Muharrar, and I had not met him. I was so passionate to meet him that I said to myself, if I don't meet him in this world, and in the year after, I'm given the choice to go to Jannah first or meet him and then go to Jannah, لَخْتَرْتُ أَنْ أَلْقَاهُ ثُمَّ أَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ. I would have opted for the latter, that first go meet him and delay my entry into Jannah and then enter Jannah. This is how passionate I was to meet the man. Subsequently, when I met him in this world, I was so disappointed. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُ, when I seen him, كَانَتْ بَعْرَةٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْهُ. Leave alone giving more credit and merit and meaning to an animal, I would give more preference to the droppings of an animal than spending time with such a person. So unfortunately, this is the average human. You have this perception, you know what he gives of this image, and when you interact with him, that's why many people could be celebrities in the world, they could be stars on social media, but ask his spouse and ask his children and ask his employees, I'm afraid they will paint a very different picture. Now contrast that with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Makkah is hostile, the infidels are inciting hatred against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and amongst those who fell prey to this negative propaganda was a man by the name of Dhimad radiyallahu anhu. Innocently, because this was the propaganda, he said, I came to Makkah to perform Umrah. Qadimtu Makkata mu'tamiran, according to the custom of the time. And I seen there was a gathering in which Abu Jahl, Utbah, Walid, they were hurling nasty, condescending, derogatory, inflammatory things about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In my heart, I said, no, this man is mentally impaired. Let me go, maybe I can help him. So I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I said, my name is Dhimad, and I'm a doctor, and I've treated many people, and I'm sorry to hear that you are mentally disturbed. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calm, was calculated, did not offend me in any way. In fact, he responded by a beautiful Arabic khutbah. Alhamdulillahi ahmaduhu wa astaeenu. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudillala. Dhimad said, when I heard, and I observed, and I interacted, I was convinced this man is not mentally impaired. If any, those that accuse him of insanity are insane. I said, give me your blessed hand. Halumma yadak ubayi'ak. And then I pledged my allegiance to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he became a great companion. As the Arabic poet said, ثُمَّ أَتَى ضِمَادٌ وَهُوَ الْأَزْدِي مَا أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا خَطَبْ أَسْلَمَ لِلْوَقْتِ وَذَهَبْ. A person came with a negative perception, but his perception was refuted by the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's my message. You cannot stop people from speaking ill of you, but you can prove the criticism of people wrong by displaying the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.